You're listening to SBS News.
As Federal Parliament's final sitting week of the year begins, the government is turning its attention to repealing the so-called Medivac laws. The so-called Medivac laws, passed in February against the government's wishes, enable severely ill asylum seekers and refugees held in offshore detention to be transferred to Australia for urgent medical treatment. Two independent Australian doctors must recommend for the transportation to occur and acknowledge that appropriate treatment is unable to be administered while the person is in offshore detention. Before the legislation passed, sick refugees and asylum seekers had to wait up to 2 years to be transferred to Australia for medical treatment. Now, in the final sitting week of the year, Federal Parliament will debate whether to repeal the laws. The federal government is pushing for the legislation to be reversed on the grounds of safeguarding Australia's national security. But Shen Narayan Asami, the human rights campaign director at political activist group GetUp, says nothing disastrous has resulted from Medivac's operations.
Medivac works. We've had 9 months of its operation, its life-saving attempt to ensure that those held offshore are delivered the medical treatment we know they need. And in that time, the sky has not fallen in.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the federal government's claim national security is threatened by transporting sick refugees and asylum seekers to Australia is wrong.
National security should be something that is above politics. That's certainly the way that I approach these issues. And the truth is that the government, when these laws were passed, said that it would be the end to secure borders, made all sorts of claims that simply haven't been true.
Independent Senator Jackie Lambie could hold the deciding vote on whether the laws are repealed. Senator Lambie says she will vote with the government on one condition, but hasn't yet disclosed what that is. She says negotiations with the government over the deal have so far been open, leading her to hope for a positive resolution.
Those tones have been fine. You know, it's just like you're normal sitting around a table. The PM has been very open. Obviously, I've had more to do with Minister Dutton through the process, and he's always been very open and honest with me, and I really appreciate that. That does help things going. You know, they're certainly listening. They haven't shut anything off, and I think hopefully that's a good sign.
Defence Minister Linda Reynolds says the government is eager to continue talks with the Tasmanian senator.
We never ever discuss the details of ongoing negotiations with the crossbench, but Senator Lambie is dealing in good faith. She's been very measured, and of course we will continue to discuss these very constructively with Senator Lambie.
Anthony Albanese says the government also needs to work on the underlying issue, resettling asylum seekers.
The real question is, why is it that there are still people in offshore detention? They should have been settled by now in third countries, and the government seems determined to just not provide a real solution to this issue.
New Zealand has offered to resettle 150 refugees from Australian offshore detention centres. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison has repeatedly rejected the offer, claiming it would weaken border security. Sonia Lal, SBS News.